This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Hello everyone. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa la'unwana illa ala al-zalimeen. Wa al-aqibatu lil-muttaqeen. Allahumma salli wa sallam wa barik ala abdika wa rasulika Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira. So inshallah ta'ala tonight I wanted to reflect on something that's very personal, and I think inshallah ta'ala for anyone who has lost someone that's beloved to them, they can hopefully relate to this particular reflection. One of the beautiful things about the way that Allah allows us to stay connected to those that we love is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to be an extension of their lives through the ability to do good deeds on their behalf. And that's something, subhanAllah, that, you know, if you think about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, particularly when a person feels utterly hopeless as they're burying their loved ones, the hopelessness on the other side, or the lack of ability to do good anymore as a person has moved on to the next stage of their existence, is also something to take into consideration. And so while we have lost a loved one, they have lost an opportunity to do good anymore. And as we know, I believe it's a saying of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu that this life is all amal and no hisab. It's all action and no accountability. And then as soon as you pass on to the next stage of life, the next stage of your existence, it's all hisab and no amal. It's all accountability and no action. And so, you know, if you think about the idea that every single person that passes away that would wish that they could just have one more opportunity to do one more good deed. A person would wish they could come back and do just two rak'ahs. A person would wish they could come back and give just, you know, $2 in charity. A person would wish they could come back and they can reconcile with those that they did not reconcile with. But all of these good deeds that the person can no longer do, and how valuable each one of those good deeds is. And subhanAllah, the fact that when a person passes away, that is it. There will never be an opportunity to do amal again, to do a good deed again. At that point, it is all accountability. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all husn al-khitam, grant us a good ending, and allow our accounting to be easy, to be amongst those that are entered into paradise without any form of adab or any form of hisab, without being asked and without being punished in any way whatsoever. Allahumma ameen. But this idea of connecting with that person after they pass away through being able to do good deeds on their behalf, this is something that we should take into account with everything that we do. Now, if a person passes away and they taught you to do good, so let's say someone taught you to do salah, your extension of their life is in your very performance of the salah. You're acting upon their beneficial knowledge. The Prophet ﷺ said that when a person passes away, everything is cut off from that person except for three things: a righteous child that would make dua for them, that would pray for them, and a knowledge that would benefit the people after they are gone, or a sadaqa jariya, or a continuous charity. And, you know, if you think about, you know, just the act of making dua for the person, for our brother or sister when we're putting them away, or when we are burying them and bidding them farewell from this life, you know, how precious are those du'as to that person after they have passed away? And how beneficial is that knowledge that they have passed on to people, especially if they've taught someone how to pray, taught someone how to read Quran, taught someone to do some sort of good, benefited someone in some way, and a charity that continues to give them the good deeds, those that they might not even be aware of. And that's all that a person has. And the Prophet ﷺ essentially encouraged us to continue their lives by extending those good deeds, by doing those good deeds on their behalf. And this is a way that we can stay connected to our loved ones long after they have passed away, to be their last good deed, to be their connection to this world in a way that still benefits them in the hereafter. And I always think about this, you know, imagine if the dead could speak to us, what would they say to us? Would they say, cry louder? Would they say, you know, mourn a little more? Would they say, be a little bit more heartbroken? Would they say, stay home longer, grieve longer? No, they would ask of us to do more for them, or to extend the good that they hoped to leave in this world so that it could benefit them in the hereafter. And subhanAllah, there was a connection that I just wanted to make, particularly of that hadith where the Prophet ﷺ mentions knowledge that is a benefit, charity that is continuous, and dua and supplication. You know, a du'a huwa al-ibada. The Prophet ﷺ said, supplication is worship. It is worship. Du'a is ibada. And so to make du'a for the deceased from your heart, and no one is going to make du'a more sincerely for the deceased than those that were closest to them, that loved them the most. So to make du'a sincerely for from your heart, you know, subhanAllah, your du'a for that person after they pass away, for them could be even more sincere and stronger than their du'a for themselves because of how much you love them and how much you miss them. And so a du'a huwa al-ibadah, supplication is that. But then I was thinking about, you know, knowledge that is a benefit and sadaqa jariyah and continuous charity. And I was thinking about that hadith where the Prophet ﷺ says that there is no envy except for two scenarios. There's no hasad except for in two situations, except for in two scenarios. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person whom Allah gave knowledge to and they spread it, or a person who Allah gave money to and they spend it in good, they spend it in charity. So that envy is not that you hate that person or that you want them to lose their knowledge or to be hated for their knowledge or to be exposed or shamed. No, that envy is a positive envy, and that, you know, you envy good things in a good way. You wish that you too could learn so that you could spread knowledge, beneficial knowledge. And that envy of the person who has wealth is not because of the cars that they own or the homes that they own or anything else. It's that you want to be in a position where you can enable others, where you could give and you could give charity the way that that person is giving charity. And so you're envying the good deed in a good way, and in a way that you wish good for your brother or sister, but you too wish to be in that situation. And subhanAllah, I was thinking about this in connection to the dead, right? The Prophet ﷺ specifically mentioned knowledge and charity. And those are things that a person could envy in this life for a good reason, because they wish they could have more knowledge to spread and more money to spend in good, to spend in charity. And how beautiful is it that the Prophet ﷺ allows us to do that for our loved ones after they pass away? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a way to do that for them. How much they would wish to be able to spend one more dollar for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in doing some sort of charitable act. How much they would wish to spread one more element of ilm or da'wah or whatever it may be. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to do that on their behalf. How beautiful is that, that we have that connection to them. And that, you know, that is just so crucial, because the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, and this is a hadith that should really send shivers down the spine of a person who lost someone that's beloved to them. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned that you know, when a person is in their grave, they are confronted by these people, so they meet these people, and he gave the example of a beautiful person and an ugly person. The beautiful person, the Prophet ﷺ said that a person comes that is beautiful, and when the deceased one sees that beautiful person, they say, "Who is this? You know, who are you?" And this is a face, لا يأتي إلا بخير. You have to be bringing good news. A person this beautiful must be bringing good news, right? There is no way that this person is not bringing good news. And the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that the person would respond and say, أنا عملك الصالح, I am your good deeds. And subhanAllah, the gifts that we could send to our deceased ones, to our loved ones, with the good deeds that we perform on their behalf. That's so beautiful. You know, think about the most precious gift you could give to a person while they're still alive, while they're around you. What jewelry could you give? What flowers could you give? What expensive gift could you give, as beautiful as being able to send that beautiful person to them in the grave to comfort them? That is the manifestation of a good deed that's been performed on their behalf. SubhanAllah, it is such a rahmah from Allah that Allah does not only allow us to say Allah yirhamu when they pass away, may Allah have mercy on them, but Allah allows us to be an instrument of mercy towards them by continuing the good deeds of our loved ones when they leave from this world. And so I just want you to think about that. And those who are struggling, who have lost their parents, who have lost spouses, siblings, uncles, aunts, close friends, children, whoever it may be, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you a source of ease for your loved ones. Be great for your loved ones. Be great for your loved ones. Do good for them. And of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His infinite mercy is not just going to allow you to do good on behalf of someone you love and not have a share of that good yourself. be that goodness on behalf of them. And, you know, one thing that one of my teachers shared, and I'll end with this, you know, that the connection of this, of a loved one who's left behind, who does these good things, is that it may be that that person influenced you, whether it was a parent that raised you in righteousness or whatever it may be, that that person influenced you to do good, right? And so your inclinations towards those deeds of good after they have passed away on their behalf are directly tied to the influence of good that they had you, that they had upon you while they were still here. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on our parents. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on our loved ones. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be an instrument of mercy for them. Stay connected to them. Extend the years that they have on earth. You know, how many hasanats, how many good deeds did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say that this good deed, you know, is worth years, right? You know, that this good deed would turn a person's face away from the fire for, you know, the distance of 70 years. And there are different types of things. So subhanAllah, the good that you do on behalf of a person when they pass away could literally add years to the hasana, to the hasanat, to the good that they would have done in this life, years to their records of good deeds on the Day of Judgment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala certainly will give you a share of those good deeds with the Na'i ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on our loved ones. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala surround us or descend upon us His love, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise us in His love around His beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannat al-Firdaus with our loved ones. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.